The sounds inside your head are the territory of composer Anna Malarkey. Malarkey's work in the theatre has seen her creating the soundtracks of trauma and anxiety, finding synthetic and acoustic techniques to invoke the inner spaces of characters on stage. Most recently, she's been working with the playwright Enda Walsh on Safe House, a song cycle come gig set in a handball alley, in which she finds the sounds to shape Walsh's desolate lyrics of blended innocence and experience. Anna Malarkey spoke to Culture Files' Niamh Daly about the musics of an emotional landscape.
A lovely part of the work is that you get to meet new people and like kind of get to like step inside someone's head and try to figure out what that sounds like alongside my head.
I am Anna Malarkey and I'm a composer. I compose primarily for theatre soundtracks or live soundtracks with theatre, and I also compose for film soundtracks, documentary soundtracks. But within that, I guess electroacoustic would be what I like to do. So blending synthetic sounds with acoustic sounds, and be that classical acoustic sounds or like a folk style where it would be maybe more improvisation and leading musicians with tracks. So there's a few projects that I got to work on where getting inside the mind of the people in the project was really, really interesting. So one of the projects was Feats of Modest Valor, which was a documentary around Parkinson's. So the soundtrack was really trying to look what it sounds like in the brain, because there was a lot of like conversations around neurology. So I used a lot of like synthetic sounds that sort of sounded almost watery, but then had a lot of movement. So that's more of like a very scientific approach of getting inside the head. And then I got to work on a play and did a live score for a play called Selvage. And this was around primarily a character, an anxiety character that would come out and have a dialogue. It was a one-person show with James Reardon, and the dialogue of this anxiety character and our main character, Joe. And so I had to like come up with like, what does anxiety sound like for Joe? And what does that feel like? And how can we sonically represent that? Would have been like in the room with Lara Campbell, the director, and James Reardon. We would have played them together and then kind of gotten feedback. And I think that was more of a feedback loop from the three of us. So that was definitely, that was like a very different look at the mind of a character. I think I had like maybe 10 variations of anxiety. Some were motifs that would go on for a while, and some were just like a trigger of like a short 3-second sample. And all of them were largely synthetic, aggressive sounds made on multiple synthesizers. And then some of them had like a whoosh. So they had like this chorus effect that would go around. And that was kind of like that idea that when you're anxious, you kind of have this feeling that goes around and around. But then some of them were more direct. So just like having those different sensory experiences for that feeling. Something I've always been extremely interested in would be trauma. And trauma can be so much. It can be so many things, big and small. And I think they can be minute ways you react because of something that's happened to you before. Like my sister Mia is a director, and so we've done a lot of work together. And we did a project called Mother and Baby. It was about the mother and baby home in Tuam. And yeah, that was like a really deep project, and that had a lot of trauma. And I think when I have the pleasure of working on a soundtrack, it's really important to reflect trauma both in its feeling and then maybe a little bit of healing as well, you know. And I think in Safe House, that's something that I was thinking about, that like I wanted to make sure that we have those experiences, like you're in it, you're completely in it, be it a memory or be it when you're there. Both have the same, the feeling can be just as strong. There's a really good book called The Body Keeps the Score, which is about how the body holds trauma. I read that during the project and it really resonated with me, that even if you're in a memory, your body is still there. And so some of those tracks, she's in the trenches and she's really experiencing some of those traumatic events that happened to her. And then it's so important in the soundtrack that it's not just that, that it's maybe minding her too, that there is some music that actually heals that memory. Grace, the central character in Safe House, lives in the present day in a handball alley in Barna. She lives in a world that has rubbish around her, and it has nature around her, and it has the city, and it has countryside. So how do we balance that? What I wanted was that we have some synthetic sounds. You know, I'm not going to stay away from it being fake. I want it to be fake. I think that's important, that it, you know, maybe people go, oh, that sounds like a fake instrument. I was like, yeah, it is. Because there's, you know, rubbish around her. So that's important. For this particular piece, I wanted to try listen to the world as she listens to the world. I actually went on a holiday with my sister to New York and I took a recorder with me, a Zoom recorder. I ended up taking a lot of the metro, the doors opening, the doors closing, and these sort of harsh sounds. And I was trying to think, I know she isn't in New York, but I feel like sometimes sounds in themselves are enough to evoke where someone is mentally.
Anna Malarkey there in conversation with Culture Files' Niamh Daly. Safe House runs at the Peacock Dublin until the 16th of November.